Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Five words that really doom every entrepreneur. Hey, welcome back, friend. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I was listening to a podcast today, and I heard this phrase. I loved it. Stole it. It's Mike Dillard's podcast. And it's something like, I'm paraphrasing, but the five words that dooms every entrepreneur. And it is, those words are, wouldn't it be cool if? And I thought, you know, you're right, brother. You're right. Those are five words. And if you're on my email list, you got that email today. I sent it out as well. If you're not on my email list, hey, I just cleaned it up. Deleted a whole bunch of names and emails. That's another thing. I'll get back to the five words. If people haven't engaged, and I did this, and I thought it was very refreshing. If people haven't engaged, it like opened an email from me in the last 6 months. I deleted them out of my Infusionsoft, which you're like, oh my God, there goes 20,000 emails. Yeah, but there goes 20,000 people that didn't engage. They're not interested. They might open an occasional email here or there. So I would rather have an email list of 100 people that are fully engaged. They buy product, they're coaching clients, they're opening emails, they're active versus 20,000 people and nobody's engaged. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? So wouldn't it be great if, oh, by the way, so go to my EveryDaySaturday.com. Put in your name and email. You'll get a free gift. The free gift. Yeah. The Power of a Dream audio. 37 minutes of awesome motivation. Wouldn't it be cool if? So many people they go down that rabbit hole. Like, it's especially tech. You ever done this? Have you ever tried to do anything online? And this is what trips so many people up. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to build out a membership site, and I'm going to have this software talk to this software, and then I'm going to have all these bells and whistles and the gamification aspect, meaning once they unlock this badge, they'll get this badge, and it'll be just like Facebook, and it'll be internet crack, and everyone will come back to my membership site because they're addicted. Yeah, that never happens. It just does. I'm sorry, man. God, I love you. I love you, and because I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? I'm going to tell you the truth because I love you. Oh, by the way, I'm having a coaching sale. Should I mention that? Remind me to talk about the coaching sale. I think you're really going to love it. If you're not a client right now and you've kind of been sitting around thinking, you know, that Crowley guy's too expensive. I know he charges a lot of money, launches movements. I can't afford him. I'm having a coaching sale. So stick around to the end. I'll help you out. Okay. People get all caught up and they want this to talk to that and that to talk to this and all that good stuff. And hey, let me tell you something. What you really need to do is get going, okay? And the simpler you can make it, the easier you make it for people to do business with you, the better off you're going to be. If you make it difficult, and by making it difficult, I mean this, okay? You think about it. You put together this big flow chart of how you want people to come into your business. You got a landing page, a thank you page, a sales page. You got this drip campaign, the sequence. You pre-wrote 40 emails. And then, like I said, the membership site with the whole, they got to go into this. And then that unlocks this. And then we're going to drip on them with that. How about this? Why don't you have a product that works first? And how do you know if it works? You throw it out there to people. You get them using it. You know, if you don't, so many entrepreneurs for the first time make that mistake. They don't even know if a product works. If you don't know it works, then why would you build all this stuff in the back end? You know, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So when you start thinking about, wouldn't it be cool if I had all of these different things that are going to, all these bells and whistles and videos and audios and more videos. And then, oh, I'm going to spend $5,000 on video editing because, well, you know, it's got to look good. There's so many people I know online that make 8, 9 figures on the internet. No, I take that back. That's not true. 7 or 8 figures. 9 would be ridiculous. But 7 to 8 figures online. I personally know these people, and they have some of the worst deliverability in the back. They got like a video and a crappy like website or ClickFunnels or Kartra or something like that. Because you know why? Because I want the information. I'm the guy buying this stuff, the crappy, grainy videos where the sound isn't that good. And I'm buying it because of the content. I'm not buying it because I'd like, oh, my God, he overlaid a graphic with a watermark. Oh, that's not going to change my life at all. The advice, the content, the services they provide, all that. I want the video. I want what's in the video. I don't give two craps if one earbud is louder than the other. Is it annoying? It can be. But I can't tell you how many bad podcasts I sit through because the content is pure gold, baby. Pure gold. So now what's really good is their marketing on the front end. You know what's really good? Their message. Their message is tight, man. These men and women that I'm talking about, 7, 8 figure earners that are doing really mad business online, they're doing that mad business because they're really clear on the message and the result that they provide. Same thing I talk about all the time, okay? So don't get caught up in that tech rabbit hole where you go, I gotta have this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Nobody cares, and you're gonna go broke. How do I know? I've done it, man. How do you think I know any of this stuff? I've done it. I've done it. As recently as last year, I dropped 30 grand. Every time I say that number, I think college for my daughter. 30 grand, right? Damn, might as well set fire to my wallet. Great learning experience, but I don't want to pay 30 grand to learn. If I did that, I'd go to college. You know what I mean? So don't do that stuff, man. Don't go down the rabbit hole thinking you got to have all this stuff, that how to deliver this. You don't need to. Get a clear message. Clear. You need a confused mind never buys. Write that down on your hand, on your arm, wherever you can see it. A confused mind never buys. Get the message tight. A little bit about this coaching sale. I say a coaching sale. I've had a lot. This is the benefit, guys, of getting on the phone with people that listen to your podcast so you can talk to them. Like, Sam, I can't get started. I don't have that amount of money. Okay, cool. Well, and that is building out their funnel, their landing page, thank you page, sales page, the message. We worked together for 6 months. Well, I've got this pretty cool jump on a call. I'm going to make you jump on a call to hear about it because I want to hear. Look, if you're not ready, don't do it. Don't. You're just going to frustrate yourself. Oh, my God, it sounds so great, but I can't do it. All right. I've eliminated all of this stuff for the back end where it's just you and I consulting together for 90 days to get your message tight and to get your movement out there. To get your message tight and to get your movement out there. And if you talk really nice and you're a nice person, if you don't have a podcast, I'll do everything for you. I'll launch the whole thing for you. All right. Now, go to launchwithsam.com. Pick a time that works for you. We'll jump on a 30-minute call. Can you reference this podcast, though? It doesn't matter if you're listening to it today, tomorrow, 3 months from now. I'll honor it because I know it's an evergreen. And I'm probably going to do this for a little while longer. I'm just kind of testing out this lower investment coaching program to get you creating massive momentum. I know you can do it. I know you can. Like, I know you can create momentum. You just need somebody that's done it before with a history of testimonials you could wallpaper a wall with and bring the goods for you. So go to launchwithsam.com, pick a 30-minute time slot that works for you. I'll show up on the call. You'll show up on the call. Mention coaching sale, though, just when you book your call. There's a little place at the bottom with a comment. Says, hey, Sam, I was listening to a podcast. You mentioned something about a coaching sale. And let's do it. Let's talk about it. I'm not trying to be cryptic by any stretch to get, but I don't want you, I don't even know. Every one of my coaching programs is customized. If you're a client, you already know that. It's 100% customized. I don't even know what is best for you and for us working together until we talk. I don't have a one-size-fits-all. I didn't want that when I first started. Good Lord. I was a bubble on a skillet, man. I was all over the place. I didn't want a one-size-fits-all coaching program. That's why I don't do it in my own business. So go to launchwithsam.com. Pick a time slot and reference the coaching sale at the bottom. If you want to go all in, that's great too. Pick a time and let's do it. I mean, there's one for everybody, but there's definitely one for you. All right? There's one for everybody, but there's definitely one for you. Okay? And don't get freaked out by the tech. You need the message that's tight. Doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're an offline business, an online business, you're an information marketer, a speaker, consultant, coffee shop owner, retail outlet, it doesn't matter. The message has to be tight. The story's got to be good. And then the Saturdays arrive, baby. The Saturdays arrive. All right. got to get back after it. I hope you're having an amazing day and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.